Jesus today gives us the image of a bridge and then even declares it is a verb. We are bridging, or at least our graduating high school seniors are. Each of us, at one point or another, has bridged, has experienced some kind of transition from point A to point B, whether physically, geographically, or emotionally, spiritually. It's that moment you see on the horizon a big flying leap, and you realize that you are the one about to take it. And this is when it's helpful to have a bridge. Leaping off of a cliff unsupported would be foolhardy in the extreme. But moving out onto a bridge will steady you, even as the wind rushes by. It's different from the path before, sure, but it will keep you on your journey without the free fall of plummeting. For our youth today, ending high school and starting the next phase of life is a big change. But we hope that the steady support of community will help it feel less like a free fall, more like a bridge to your next adventure. No wonder I'm waxing philosophically about being at the threshold of change. Directly after this service, Roger just said this, I'll excuse myself so that this fellowship may vote on whether to call me as the associate minister. And so I find myself facing a life transition, and therefore, in a sense, I'm facing the unknown. Of course, I'm nervous. I woke up with a few butterflies. But rather than seeing a cliff, there is before me a bridge. Instead of wood and steel, it's made of the trust, connection, and the shared ministry that strengthens my life and strengthens this fellowship and Unitarian Universalism. It's good to find yourself bridging, in whatever form that may take, with people you love and trust. I hope that all of the high schoolers who will participate in our bridging ceremony later in the service will also feel the love for and trust in them that exists here. Transitioning away from youth and into young adulthood is a big leap. But the reason we ritualize this moment is to declare that we are their bridge. We will launch them as they leap, encourage them as they inevitably stumble, and celebrate with them as they travel into adulthood. It is good to be here together.
Over the past couple months, we have dedicated 10 babies and young children here at the fellowship. And one of the most moving symbols in our dedication ceremony for me is when we light a candle and then give it to the child's parents to hold. The parents and other caring adults in the fellowship will hold that candle for the growing child to light the way of his or her spiritual journey. Through our religious education program, we help our children and our youth learn and grow spiritually, so that one day they will be able to light their own path. And at that point, emerging young adults are not alone in their journey, but are responsible for their spiritual journey. To symbolize this transition today, we will light a candle, and this time not give it to the parents, but give it to the emerging young adult. And today we'll celebrate 9 graduating seniors. And I had the honor of literally handing the candle to Sophie Zillis' parents when she was dedicated in the old building back in 1996. I think I had the honor, and I didn't check the records, Elliot, because I wasn't sure you were going to be part of this today, but I think, Elliot Verkylen, I think I had the honor of handing that candle over. Molly McLaughlin was dedicated in 2002 in our Mingling of the Waters ceremony outside, and I don't think we had a candle because it was windy, but I would have symbolically at least handed over a candle. And all of the other bridging seniors, when they joined the fellowship, when their families came to the fellowship seeking a spiritual community and a religious education program for their children, Essentially, we handed the parents and this whole community that candle to hold. So that's the meaning behind the candle ritual that you'll see today. Our message to the young adults who are bridging today is congratulations on graduating from high school. We celebrate with you whatever is next in your life. We say to you, this is your spiritual community now and into the future. And we say, take responsibility for your spiritual journey. Invest in it. Treasure it. Nurture it.
At this time, I would like to invite each of our bridgers to come up for a brief period of time just to share a little bit about where they are in their life journey, a little bit about where they're going in their future, and if they care to, a little bit where they are in their spiritual lives right now. I'd like to invite Zoe Bush up to the front, please.
Hi. I've been going to church here for around 15 years, and I've never felt more welcome anywhere than I do here, so thank you all for that. This fall, I'll be attending the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, and I plan on majoring in either social work or psychology, so that'll be a big change. But I plan on coming back every chance I can, and thank you for an amazing 15 years.
Kaya Govek.
Wow, you guys are tall. Okay. Hi, I'm Kaya. Last time I spoke in front of you all was for my credo in the old fellowship hall, and now 3 years later, I stand in this beautiful new sanctuary as I prepare to go off to college and face my future. I suppose that could be a scary thought if I weren't so excited to leave high school and that's how it is, and start out at Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota. There, I'm planning to study either chemistry or computer science, but luckily I don't have to commit to a major for 2 more years, and I know those will definitely be years of learning and growth, so I'm planning to keep an open mind and wait for any opportunities to come my way. Supposedly there's a UU congregation in Northfield, so hopefully I'll get in touch with them. Because over the course of my high school years, I've realized how important it is to have a group of people who understand and accept you. That's why I'm so excited to join the Carleton community and find other people who get way, way too excited about the mention of programming loops and infinite sums and and who understand my passion for math and science. While most people may run at the mere mention of algebra, math is how I find order and reason in the world, because even when what I believe about like a soul or an afterlife, it's fuzzy for me, but I can still believe in math to find answers. So hopefully I can go to school and learn to apply this math to find the answers myself.
Abby Jakubik.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who do not know me, I'm Abby, and I will be graduating from Menasha High School. And so as I begin my adventurous journey of adulthood, I plan on going to the University of La Crosse. There, I'll be majoring in biology and be taking various Japanese courses, also studying abroad and being a part of the pre-medicine program. I have hopes of someday becoming a physician with the specialty of naturopathic medicine. And I believe that as I have these goals, it is very important to stay true to my faith. And so with that, I plan on going to the UU, or hopefully going to the UU in La Crosse, and also doing yoga to help me just stay physically, mentally, and spiritually healthy. I'm really excited to grow and expand my knowledge and understanding and find out even more about myself than I do already.
Molly McLaughlin.
So I was accepted to Columbia College in Chicago, but unfortunately we just can't financially make that happen right away, so I'm going to be taking a year at UW-Fox, but then Columbia said that they would hold my acceptance for a year, and so I will be taking a year at UW-Fox and then be going the following year where I want to study advertising and photography. And actually, for my college essays, I wrote about my coming-of-age experience and the UU in general and just how it's helped shape me as a person. And even if I'm not always here physically at the UU, I believe that I'll hold everything that I've been taught here and just what I've found true for myself, and I'll always keep that with me. And I believe that's what is important.
Michael Roberts.
Hello. I'll start with the physical, who I am and where am I going. My name is Michael Roberts. I'm a senior at Valley New School here in Appleton at the City Center downtown. Throughout my high school career, I've attended three high schools, Appleton East, Tesla Engineering Charter School, and Valley New School, obviously. I'll be graduating in a couple weeks and will begin to pack my bags to move to my dorm in Vermont at Champlain College, while I'll be pursuing a degree in digital forensics. Most people ask what this is, so I'll explain. The best example I can give is the recent break-in in Target last year, where thousands of credit card numbers were stolen. I'd be the person on the other end tracking down the criminal who had broken through Target's server infrastructure. Now that I have my physical explanation out of the way, I can explain what I believe. The first thing you should know is that I was in coming of age last year. And though I wish I had the paper I wrote back then so I could reflect, I know for certain my views and opinions have genuinely changed since then. What I believe is that every faith is equal as it is an idea. Whether your faith is right or wrong is not up to me to decide. But one thing I've learned, however, is that ideas are cheap. They pass through your mind quickly and dissipate. But once in a while, an idea will stick. Whether you choose to act on it is up to you. Action is what people will remember you for. Action gives you the chance to show off what your faith truly is, whether negative or positive, good or bad. I don't consider myself a follower of any specific faith. Probably a UU, though. Maybe someday I will, but as my views will change, as I age and experience more of our world, one thing I know is that though my faith may change, my actions are what matters and what can be seen. In the end, I'll continue to attend this congregation this summer until I must move. And then eventually will settle into my life in Vermont, and I will begin to attend the fellowship there. But the one thing I know moving forward is that my beliefs and actions will create a better community and world for my friends, family, and others, whether I see it or not.
Dana Strachan.
Hello, everyone. As mentioned before, I'm Dana Strachan. Since I was little, I've been going through many programs with the kids that sit next to me, starting with religious education, and then moving on to participate in the OWLS program and the coming of age. Now, since my credo speech a couple years ago, my views haven't changed that much. But I look back, and when we were in the eating bagels in the old fellowship hall, we sat there and we went, wow, this is where we gave our speeches 2 years ago. And then the rest of us went, whoa. It seems a lot smaller now. But that's just one of the many things that's changed recently. And over the next few months, in about 13 school days, not that I'm counting, we will be graduating from high school. And we're going to be going through a lot of changes this next year. And now that I am going off to college next year in Minneapolis at Twin Cities, Minnesota, it's going to be a lot of change, and I think this is the time for me to really find out what my spiritual beliefs are. You know, I've been enjoying my time here where my parents brought me, and I love that I've had this opportunity, and I'm really excited to see where I grow in the next couple years when I study graphic design, which I'm very excited for. I would just like to thank everyone for being so welcome here, and it's been a great place to grow into who I am today.
Emily Thompson.
Hi. Wow, there's a lot of you. I am a senior at Nina High School, and next year I'm going to DePaul University in Chicago, so hopefully Molly joins me down there soon. I just want to thank everyone here for creating such a home for all of us. This is the place where we discovered our spiritual selves, and where I really found social justice, which is something now I'm really passionate about, and I hope to continue in college. And I'm really fortunate in that about a mile from my dorm room is another fellowship, and I was fortunate enough to be able to visit them and go there, and they're an amazing community, and I'm super excited to get involved with them and see what they have to offer. So thank you guys so much.
Sophie Zillis.
Hello. So I did not prepare for this, but as I was sitting there, I got a little nervous, so I was writing little things down, so this might be a mess, but just bear with me. Okay. So my name is Sophie Zillis, and I have been attending the fellowship for 18 years, so since I've been born, and I'm going to Eau Claire next year to study education and psychology. And so since coming of age, I have learned a lot. So during coming of age, my credo was all about how I didn't know what I believed and I didn't know who I am. And I'm still at that point, but I believe that each day I will grow into the person that I want to be. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now, is each day I take it as it comes, and each day I'll believe something probably a little bit different. But I'm so happy to have a place that's a spiritual home for me, and that even if it changes every day, I can share my beliefs with my friends, and that's just so cool. And I would like to thank everybody in the front row for such a great, you know, past high school career with all of them. And that was a mess, but thank you.
Elliot for Kylan.
I'm Elliot for Kylan. I'm going to attend UW Oshkosh next year. I've been a member of the Unitarian Universalist Group congregation for 18 years, so my entire life as well. My spiritual belief as of right now is really undecided, and I kind of expect it to be undecided kind of forever, because as I'm growing up, I'll have new experiences which will change my beliefs every single day, so I don't really have a set religion or plan going into the future.